We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with new and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And a very, very good Wednesday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black. Glad to have you tuned in to our show, wherever you might be. Here is what's on the menu at Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. You can call in your order, 225-5821, and feed the whole office. $6 per meal. That includes a dessert and a drink. $5 if you're a senior citizen. Everyone, welcome 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. Here on the 16th day of November, looks like it's going to be chicken stir fry, rice, salad, egg roll, and cookies. That's the menu today at Elk City Meals on Wheels. Chicken stir fry, rice, salad, egg roll, and cookies. So tell them we sent you when you go there. Throw them a few extra bucks. What a great program, especially, well, any time of year, but especially around the holidays. All military veterans, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, any military branch, American Legion Post 181 invites all area veterans to join them. First Monday of each month, 6:30 p.m., the Church of Christ Family Center. It's the old Nagel Snappy Sack building, corner of 3rd and Jefferson. Come and get to know your fellow veterans. Various subjects will be discussed at every meeting along with some great stories. Coffee will be provided. That's the first Monday of each month, 6:30 p.m., Church of Christ Family Center here in Elk City at the 3rd and Jefferson corner. And also, Big Splash Burgers. I got a little grief yesterday because I was still chewing on some of my sandwich when we came on our video feed. But hey, you know what?
You need to start earlier.
That's it. You can't hardly tell somebody how good it is if you're not sampling the merchandise. Big Splash Burgers, good folks, good people, serving good food to good people. Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m., 2:30 p.m., breakfast is served until 10:30 a.m. You can order up a traditional breakfast, order your eggs how you want them cooked. Fast breakfast favorite, or, you know, the breakfast burrito, because they're always ready to go. And the Thunder Burger at lunch, that's just one of the options. Quarter or half-pound burger includes famous Boom Boom sauce, jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, and bacon. Take those taste buds. And if you'd rather go healthy, they got grilled chicken wraps, chicken bacon ranch wrap, the chicken salad or taco salad, and desserts. Don't leave the room without saving room for delicious desserts such as the funnel cake fries, fried pies available in cherry, apple, and peach. Feed the whole crew at work by calling ahead, 225-2526. You can also order on the DoorDash app. Again, that's Big Splash Burgers, serving good food to good people. It's Remember When Wednesday. We're going to be going back in time with the American Oil and Gas Historical Society, AOGHS.org. Speaking of historical societies, last night we had the induction banquet. I was very honored and had a lot of people there, a lot of friends and family. And, you know, Dale Tracy, just a stalwart up in the Cheyenne area, had no idea just all of the things that Dale had been a part of as far as the one-room schoolhouse locations and all the old townships and cemeteries, making a map and put a lot of hard work into that. Also, you know, Miss Cindy Wood. I always call her Mrs. Wood, and she's like, Sean, you can call me Cindy now. I'm like, okay. But anyway, she's touched a lot of lives. So a wonderful banquet, wonderful program, the Western Oklahoma Historical Society, their Hall of Fame banquet last night. We did stream that on Facebook. And so if you want to go back and get some of that, then that's awesome as well. But just wanted to say thank you to all those involved with that. And it was a fun evening last night there at the Methodist Church.
You didn't tell jokes, did you?
I did. I told a couple jokes. Right. They were both on you. But well, and Mark Stansberry, a friend of our show, he introduced me. He was a 2009 inductee, so it was good to see him and his son. And his wife, Nancy, sent down some of that good old pumpkin bread.
No, pumpkin bread.
Oh, that pumpkin bread. That good business, especially this time of year. But anyhow, there you go. What do you got for us over there, Butch Black?
WTI crude on the NYMEX December exchange is down $1.23 to $85.69. Brent crude on the January exchange for ICE is down $1 to $92.85. NYMEX natural gas for December is down 17 to $5.87. RBOB gasoline for December on the NYMEX exchange is down 227 to 249.34. And NYMEX heating oil for December. Actually, on the day, it went down 274 to 361.39. You know, it's been on a uphill climb. It's been going up for the last 2 weeks, and all of a sudden it's taking a little bit of a drop. So,
yes. Well, the McGirt case, kind of like an old cold, just won't go away. Oklahoma lost the challenge in federal court to continue its regulation of coal mining operations on the Creek Reservation in eastern Oklahoma, thanks to the Supreme Court McGirt versus Oklahoma ruling that said the reservation had never been disestablished. In a ruling issued last week, the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld previous decisions that went against Oklahoma's regulatory powers regarding the mining operations on the reservation. Oklahoma challenged the decision of the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement, which eventually determined that the land comprising the Creek, Choctaw, and Cherokee reservations includes all the surface coal mining and reclamation activities that take place in the state. The challenge by the state was made last year after a federal judge determined Oklahoma was not likely to succeed in its fight. In its recent filing, the appeals court made it clear the decision it reached applied only to the straightforward application of the federal surface mining legislation to Indian lands and is not relevant to other situations in the realm of civil law outside the federal surface mining legislation. Because what they did was some attorney drug this thing up and brought it to court because a guy had raped had committed rape on the grounds of the reservation, and it made it all the way to the SCOTUS. And once they ruled in favor of that still being a reservation, it had never been disestablished. Somebody, just dropped the ball many, many moons ago. But nonetheless, it has a lot of implications on the civil, just the criminal, and also mining, which now includes oil and gas. So I'm kind of curious to see how this thing's going to go forward in eastern Oklahoma. We'll talk to our eastern Oklahoma expert, Dewey F. Bartlett Jr., last Monday this month. I'm sure he'll have some insight on it.
Well, and unfortunately, civil and law on the reservation is highly speculative anyway. It's a big gray area. And it depends on who is involved in the crime itself to who has any jurisdiction over it. And it's a real pain.
It's going to get stickier, I'm thinking.
Well, in Eastern Pacific Shipping, PTE Limited, has announced that it is investigating an incident involving its managed product tanker, Pacific Zircon. The company noted that preliminary reports indicate the vessel was hit by a projectile approximately 150 miles off the coast of Oman at about 3:30 in the morning on November 15th. The tanker was carrying a cargo of gas oil, according to EPS, which stated that it is in communication with the vessel. There is no reports of injuries or pollution. All crew are safe and accounted for. There's some minor damage to the vessel's hull, but no spillage of cargo or water ingress. In other words, they're not sinking. Our priorities are to ensure the continued safety of the crew and vessel. More information will be provided when it becomes available. The risk of attacks against shipping and energy infrastructure in the wider region is rising mainly due to the lack of progress in U.S.-Iranian nuclear diplomacy and the decision by the Washington to apply further sanction pressure on Iran. Yeah, right. It takes no excuse there.
Right.
Since 2019, Iran has consistently responded to new U.S. sanctions with covert military action in the region. They're warning that it's a bad place anyway, and it's probably going to get worse
So if you don't want to get shot at, don't go there, right?
Yeah. Basically, there's, you know, the ceasefires and the Houthis are back up and running. And, so there's not just an increasing risk of disruptive attacks against energy infrastructure in the region, but also a growing risk of a wider military confrontation. And there's also saying what Iran's doing is they're trying to cause a broader problem because the Iranian people are protesting daily against the government.
Yeah.
The Iranians are sick of their government. Oh, how well we know that. And so they're protesting daily, so they want a bigger, broader smoke screen to cover what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Smoke and mirrors, baby. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go back in time with the American Oil and Gas Historical Society, AOGHS.org. Pull it up if you're not driving. Follow along if you wish. We'll be back with more. And remember, Win Wednesday, right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $700. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase. Or shop Tempur-Pedic and save $500 on select adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Mattresses and bases are in stock for fast delivery. With our Love Your Mattress guarantee, get the lowest price and 120 nights to sleep on it. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
We picked up a new line. It's our Stated Apparel line that has spirit shirts. We have Elk City t-shirts and sweatshirts for adults and kids, and Oilers sweatshirts. Made by Mixture is very popular. It's different to give as a gift. It smells amazing. We do a lot with our charcuterie boards. A lot of times we'll do gifty stuff on top of your charcuterie board to where you have the charcuterie board to go home and use to cut, you know, with or just display, you know, nice cheeses with. Then you also have decorative stuff that you're coming home with as well. We have a lot of people who come in to buy the Christmas decor for themselves to decorate with, but we also have a lot of people come in that want to give items. If you like gnomes, we are the place for you. Gnome for the holidays. We also offer free gift wrapping, so for anything you come in for, you always have the option of free gift wrapping.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd Street in Elk City, in between Sherwin-Williams and Subway.
Merry Christmas.
When you're thirsty, there's nothing better than cracking open a can of sugary dehydration. Made with chemical syrups and filled with sugar, soda will keep you feeling tired and sluggish.
Wait, did he say sluggish? No thanks. Sometimes when you're tired, you're actually just dehydrated, and drinking soda can make it worse. Ditch the sugar and try water instead. Unlike soda, water helps you stay focused and energized all day long.
Stay strong. Drink water. Visit swapupok.com.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Oh, yes. If you're looking for a job, maybe you've already got one. Are you happy there? Are you tired of it? I know somebody that has a good pay. Benefits that start day one. Dental, health, life insurance. Benefits start the first day of work. Positions open now. Sales with commission and hourly pay. Warehouse workers at Galleria Furniture in Elk City. Apply inside. Galleria Furniture in Elk City. Apply in person. Walk in and ask for a job. They'll put you to work. That's Galleria Furniture here in Elk City. Also, if you want to be a roustabout,
yep.
DCP Services LLC is looking for to fill some of those positions. So get a hold of Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501. That's 580-660-0501. They also do, well, fully insured contract pumping. Field techs have over 80 years of combined experience. They rebuild Kimray valves and controls. They rebuild Western chemical pumps. And they sell and repair Texam solar pumps and other solar pumps. They've got a wireline division with both braided and slick line capabilities. Again, for these services, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe valves and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production. Located at 317 North Van Buren, right here in Elk City. Get a hold of Ernie Barker, the parts guy, 580-334-1773. 339-1773. 580-339-1773. All right, I'm going to click a couple buttons here. Then I'm going to click that. Yeah. All right. It is Remember When Wednesday, brought to you by the American Oil and Gas Historical Society, AOGHS.org. Bruce and Chris Wells, fantastic site. If you had never had a chance to be there, we appreciate you hanging around here to hear our presentation of it today. Butch Black and I are going to tag team this deal. But again, it is the American Oil and Gas Historical Society. Become a member. You can get a, well, even for free, you can get a free an email sent to you that's got links to the to this week in petroleum history. That's pretty cool as well. And then you can donate. It's highly secure. All the money goes right back into the upkeep of this site. November 14th, 1947. The first oil well drilled out of sight of land. The modern offshore oil and natural gas industry began in the Gulf of Mexico with the first oil well successfully completed out of sight of land. Again, this is November 14th, 1947. Brown and Root Company built the experimental freestanding platform 10 miles offshore from Kerr McGee and partners Phillips Petroleum and Standalin. The platform, the Kermac 16, was designed to withstand winds as high as 125 miles per hour. With $450,000 invested, Kerr McGee completed the offshore well, which produced 960 barrels of oil a day and about 20 feet of water off Louisiana's gradually sloping Gulf of Mexico coast. Kerr McGee had purchased World War II surplus utility freighters and materials to provide supplies, equipment, and crew quarters for the drilling site at Ship Shoal Block 32. 16 24-inch pilings were sunk 104 feet deep into the ocean floor to secure the 2,700-square-foot wooden deck. The platform successfully withstood several 1947 hurricanes and intense tropical storms. You can learn more about that in Offshore Pioneers and Technology and Offshore Drilling History.
Yeah, and looking at this picture, there is no way I would be out there in 125-mile-an-hour wind. Because the deck is only about 15 feet off the water.
If that, yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, November 14th, 1947, World War II Big Inch Pipelines sold for $143 million.
Yikes.
1947, that was buku bucks. Texas Eastern Transmission Corporation, a company established 11 months earlier to acquire the World War II surplus 24-inch big inch and the 20-inch little big inch pipelines, they won them with a winning bid of $143,127,000. It was the largest sale of the war surplus material to the private sector. By the 1950s, Texas Eastern Transmission had converted both oil product pipelines to natural gas, which was needed for the Appalachian region. By the 2000s, transmission would become bi-directional for carrying natural gas from the Marcellus and Utica shale to Midwest markets. The Big Inch and Little Big Inch pipelines today are listed on the National Register of Historic Places, kind of like Sean is.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, November 15th, 1906. That's 1906. Justice Department seeks breakup of Standard Oil. U.S. Attorney General Charles Bonaparte filed suit to compel dissolution of the Standard Oil of New Jersey despite an 1892 court decision ordering the Standard Oil Trust to be dissolved. John D. Rockefeller had reorganized it and continued to operate from New York. The Justice Department would win its latest suit, but Standard Oil appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which affirmed the lower court's decision on May 15, 1911. And mandated dissolution of Standard Oil into 34 separate companies.
Typical court. Took 5 years for them to make that decision.
Rockefeller's like, nah, I don't think I'll dissolve it. Okay, now I will.
I'll make hundreds of millions of dollars before they make me.
Absolutely.
Well, November 15th, 1952. The Williston Basin produces a millionth barrel of oil.
I had no idea that was that old of a basin. Yeah.
The Williston Basin produced its millionth barrel of oil, which came from five fields in three counties in North Dakota by the end of 1952. Monthly production would reach 356,000 barrels of oil. Oil was first found in the Williston Basin along the Cedar Creek Anticline in southeastern Montana in the 1920s. Noted the North Dakota Geological Survey in 1988. The North Dakota Basin did not become a major producing region until Amerada Petroleum began searching there in 1946. They found an oil field beneath Clarence Iverson's wheat field northwest of Williston 5 years later. You can see more about this in the first North Dakota oil wells.
Every time I hear Amerada, I got to think of Roy Burson. Loved that guy. November 19th, 1861, and this is a story that I used on our Facebook teaser. American exports oil for the very first time, November 19th, 1861. American exported petroleum for the first time when the merchant brig Elizabeth Watts departed the port of Philadelphia for Great Britain. The Union vessel arrived in London 45 days later, carrying a cargo of 901 barrels of Pennsylvania oil and 428 barrels of refined kerosene. The shippers were the successful Philadelphia import-export firm of Peter Wright & Sons, which, since its founding in 1818, had prospered transporting glass, porcelain, and queensware china. The company hired the Elizabeth Watts to ship the petroleum to three British companies. On January 9, 1862, the brig sailed down the Thames River to arrive at London, where it took 12 days to unload the 1,329 barrels of oil and kerosene. There's a real nice picture of some of these ships in harbor with barrels all around them. You can learn more about that American oil exports oil.
November 19th, 1927. Phillips Petroleum introduces the Phillips 66 gasoline.
Ooh.
After a decade as an exploration production company, Phillips Petroleum entered the business of refining and retail gasoline distribution. The Bartlesville, Oklahoma company introduced a new line of gasoline, Phillips 66, at its first service station, which opened in Wichita, Kansas. The gasoline was named Phillips 66 because it had propelled company officials down U.S. Highway 66 at 66 miles per hour on the way to a meeting at their Bartlesville headquarters.
Wow.
The popular roadway soon became the backbone of Phillips Petroleum marketing plans for the new product, which boasted controlled volatility, the result of a higher gravity mix of naphtha and gasoline. Acquisition of service stations added 50 new retail outlets each month to the company. By 1930, Phillips 66 gasoline was sold at 6,750 outlets in 12 states. Gee,
that's a lot of gas stations.
Because the composition made Phillips 66 gas easier to start in cold weather, advertisements induced motorists to try the new winter gasoline. You can see more about this in Phillips Petroleum Company Museum. You can visit it and find out more about the Phillips 66 gasoline and other products.
66 miles an hour down old 66. Well, this one's in 66, but it's 1866. November 20th, improved well torpedo was patented. Colonel Edward A.L. Roberts of New York City patented improvements to his Roberts torpedo, a revolutionary oil field production technology. Our attention has been called to a series of experiments that have been made in the wells of various localities by Colonel Roberts with his newly patented torpedo, noted the Titusville Morning Herald, that newspaper a year earlier. The results have in many cases been astonishing. The Civil War Union Army veteran would receive many patents for his exploding torpedoes and artesian wells, a method of fracturing oil-bearing formations to increase production. You can see Shooters, a fracking history on the site.
There you go. November 20th, 1930. Oil booms help Hilton expand in Texas. After buying his first motel in the booming town of Cisco, Texas, Conrad Hilton opened a high-rise hotel in El Paso. While visiting Cisco in 1919, Hilton had witnessed roughnecks from the Ranger oil field waiting for rooms. Hilton's first hotel, the Mobley, had 40 rooms he rented for eight-hour periods to coincide with workers' shifts. Thanks to a series of oil field discoveries, Hilton was firmly established in the Texas hotel business. His El Paso Hilton, now the Plaza Hotel, was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1980.
And our final story this morning on the American Oil and Gas Historical Society's AOGHS.org website is November 20th, 1980, Texaco well drains a Louisiana lake. Minutes after its drilling crew evacuated a Texaco during drilling platform overturned and disappeared into a whirlpool that drained Lake Pinegar in Louisiana in 3 hours. The crew had accidentally penetrated a salt dome containing the mining operation of Diamond Crystal Salt Company. All 50 miners working as deep as 1,500 feet below the surface escaped with no serious injuries as the maelstrom, swallowed the $5 million Texaco platform and 11 barges holding drilling supplies. Texaco, who had ordered the oil probe, was aware of the salt mine's presence and had planned accordingly, but somewhere a miscalculation had been made, which placed the drill site directly above one of the salt mine's 80-foot-high, 50-foot-wide upper shafts, noted a 2005 article, The Swirling Vortex of Doom. Wow. According to a 152-page government report in 1981, Jefferson Island mined in donation. Evidence for identifying the cause was washed away, but Texaco and drilling contractor Wilson Drilling paid $32 million to Diamond Crystal Salt Company and a $12.8 million to nearby botanical gardens and plant nursery, changed freshwater to saltwater with a maximum depth of 200 feet. Lake Pinure would become the deepest lake in Louisiana. Could you imagine? It'd be like flushing a toilet.
Yeah. You know, those poor miners trying to get out of there with that water coming in.
Woo!
Seeing fish go by, probably. And
yikes. Mm. This has been Remember When Wednesday. Hope you enjoyed today's segment. I know we enjoy the website, aoghs.org. Get on there, make a donation, help us preserve the history. Like we said last night, it's hard to get where you're going if you can't remember where you've been. We'll be back with more Wednesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show on 96.5 right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets him up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you to make life easier on you. Or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's. Or call me at 580-821-4413.
821-4413.
Introducing the newest flavor of our extreme chemical drink, Jittery Berry! Jam-packed with stuff that will make you dehydrated and weak. Sugar, sugar, sugar!
Hold up. All the sugar and caffeine and energy drinks will only make you crash. Next time you need a boost, try something refreshing and natural. Water. It helps you feel energized and keeps your muscles working at full strength without jitters or cramps. Stay strong, drink water, visit swapupok.com.
We took a veterans monument to Driftwood, Texas. It's near Austin. They couldn't find anyone that would work with them. And so he called, and we said, well, there's going to be quite a delivery charge on that because we set most of everything that we do here. And he said, I don't care. I said, I want you to do my monument. I saw what you did on the website. End of 1 week, John and I loaded up, and we took it to Driftwood, Texas, and actually did the installation for them. And they were so happy. We got a letter from them, and they'd had a write-up. They were celebrating this little cemetery had probably 90% of the people there were veterans from Civil War on up. Every year they have an event where they honor their veterans that are buried in this little cemetery. You never know where people are going to call from. We get calls from all over the United States. Willis Granite Products is the name of our company. We're contacted through our website, willisgranite.com.
Speech deprivation is like an accent. If you and your wife moved to Maine and lived there for 5 years and came back and visited everybody, you'd sound like a New Yorker, you know, someone from Boston. Because the brain communicates like it hears. If you go long enough without the ability to separate M's and N's, S's and F's, T's and V's, B's and T's, you're going to get amplified garble until you relearn the differences. Phonetic regression is not a loss of intelligence. It's not a loss of ABCs. It's when the brain loses the ability to separate letters that sound alike. My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd. The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's, 1906 Gary Boulevard. The phone number there is 275-2904. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
That'd be us, man. Just because the big voice guy said so. Sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. For a complete list or to register for SOAR's upcoming educational opportunities, go to www.soar.ok.com. SOAR.ok.com, pardon me. www.soar.ok.com. One they've got coming up is Altamira and OERB, the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, is going to have a discussion on EPA's proposed NSPS rulemaking packages. With the 40B and the 40C rulemaking packages. So that's going to be December the 7th. Location is going to be a Zoom meeting. It's going to be free. It's a one-hour deal, 11 to 12 noon. So that is December the 7th. Get yourself signed up for that. Get the Sower Connect app if you haven't already. It's free to download. All one word, Sower Connect. App store of your choice, Android or iPhone operating system, the iOS. Quick and easy access to Sower's Lease Pumper Handbook. Industry workbooks, formerly sold on SowerOK.com, are available there. Ability to submit questions, seeking advice from other industry professionals when faced with difficulties in the field. That's what you'll find with Sower Connect app. Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources, proud sponsor of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. We'd also like to say thank you to David A. Guest. Certified mineral manager, trusted source for mineral management. He's also a buyer of royalties from estates, probates, bankruptcies, trusts. He'll treat you fairly. He'll treat you squarely. David is a man of integrity. Been doing it a long time, well over 35 years in the business. 405-341-8698. 405-341-8698. David A. Guest, certified mineral manager. Tell him you heard about it right here on the Exploring Energy Radio Show.
Well, Joe Biden is considering requiring
oil companies. Oh, I thought you were going to say retiring. You said requiring. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Oil companies store more fuel inside the United States as dwindling diesel stockpiles in the Northeast stoke concerns about price spikes this winter.
Oh.
Of course, this is according to Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who doesn't even know how much we use in a day. While the U.S. remains a major exporter of diesel to European allies facing an energy crunch, we also want to make sure there's enough fuel in the United States, Granholm told Bloomberg News in an interview at the COP27 climate conference in Egypt. So in other words, as we sit here and talk about doing away with the oil and gas industry, we want them to store more for us to use, even though we've done everything we can with the knives in their back and we're twisting it. But we want them to help us. It may not be a business choice that they make, but we're asking, as the companies that are operating in America do what they are doing in other countries where there are minimum fuel storage requirements, Granholm said. And that's why the president is looking at that. Granholm's statement marks the most explicit confirmation yet that the president is considering mandatory stockpile requirements in response to perilously low fuel inventories. U.S. East Coast distillate inventories, which include diesel and heating oil, are the lowest on record for this time of year. In New England, where more people burn fuel to heat their homes than anywhere else in the country, stockpiles are less than a third of typical levels. Granholm and other administration officials have been weighing a host of options for responding to high fuel costs and low levels of distillates in the Northeast U.S. The Biden administration could not act on its own to force oil companies to hold more fuel inside the U.S. The change would have to come from Congress. Legislation to expand the government's 1 million barrel Northeast home heating oil reserve is already pending on Capitol Hill as lawmakers rush to complete a government spending bill during the lame duck session. It could be the moment to move a mandatory fuel inventory measure through Congress, Granholm allowed, adding, it's on the table. Oil industry representatives have warned against such a mandate, saying it would increase holding costs and could boost prices in the short term. The administration also has weighed export restrictions, though energy analysts have warned curbs on foreign fuel sales could backfire by boosting prices in the Northeast U.S., which relies on imports to meet some of the region's energy needs. We know they bring it in, to bring it in from Russia.
Right.
Fuel export curbs remain an option, Granholm said, but I don't think it's at the top of the list. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of lists, U.S. electricity customers averaged about 7 hours of power interruptions in 2021. A new report didn't reveal how long Oklahomans suffered during power outages in the Winter Storm Uri 2021, but at least the state wasn't in the top 10 list of the length of those interruptions. On average, U.S. electricity customers, experienced just over 7 hours of electric power interruptions in 2021, almost an hour less than in 2020, reported the U.S. Energy Information Administration. When major events, including snowstorms, hurricanes, and wildfires, are excluded, the average duration of interruptions annually remained consistently at around 2 hours per year from 2013 to 2021. A number of factors cause power interruptions, including, well, weather, as we just mentioned, interference from vegetation near power lines, you know, limbs coming into contact, and utility practices. One metric used to measure the reliability of U.S. electric utilities is the System Average Interruption Duration Index, the SAIDI, which measures the total time on average that a customer experiences non-monetary power interruptions in a one-year period. The SAIDI, or SAIDI, is often paired with the system average interruption frequency, which measures the frequency of these electrical interruptions. Electricity customers in the District of Columbia, Delaware, Florida, North Dakota, and Nevada had the shortest total time of electricity interruptions in 2021, ranging from 52 minutes in the District of Columbia to 102 minutes in Nevada. Customers in Louisiana, Oregon, Texas, Mississippi, and West Virginia experienced the most time with interrupted power in 2021, ranging from almost 19 hours in West Virginia to over 80 hours in Louisiana. Louisiana also had the highest number of power interruptions, followed by Texas. Long interruptions were largely caused because of extreme weather events. The United States experienced 21 named storms in 2021. the third most active Atlantic weather season on record. In addition to four major hurricanes in 2021, a winter storm affected the central United States with Arctic air as far as South Texas. We all remember that. And in February 2021, the winter storm Uri.
Global warming at its.
Yeah. Funny that they gave that a Russian name. Where about 4.5 million customers lost power, along with almost 500,000 customers in Louisiana and Oklahoma. 4.5 million customers in Texas. Another 500,000 in Louisiana and Oklahoma. A storm moved into the mid-Atlantic region, knocking out power in West Virginia and Kentucky. Both West Virginia and Kentucky were heavily forested, so power interruptions resulting from falling tree branches were common, especially as a result of the winter ice and snowstorms that weighed down tree limbs and power lines. Oregon had both extreme heat and cold weather events in 2021, including a historic ice storm in February and the bootleg wildfire in August. But in late August 2021, Hurricane Ida left 1.2 million customers in Louisiana without power, some for over 2 weeks. And it left almost 150,000 customers without power in Mississippi. But Hurricane Nicholas followed about 2 weeks later, leaving 500,000 customers without power in Texas, as well as parts of Mississippi and Louisiana. So about 7 hours of power interruptions in 2021 is what the national average was.
Well, that's enough.
Yes, it is. That's 7 hours too many. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with our mop-up segment here on the Wednesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show, right here on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
It's time to say goodbye to an old friend. You'll be sad they're leaving, but you'll be glad what you can get on their way out. After more than 3 decades, Terry's Furniture Showroom is closing their doors. But that means you're going to save money like never before. Everything in stock needs to go. Everything. They're selling it all. So everything in the store is 10 to 50% off. You heard what I said. Up to 50% off. Tables and chairs, bedding, couches, sectionals, love seats. If it's in the store, it has to get gone soon. No special orders, no layaways, no exchanges or refunds. Everything must be paid in full. But they do still have no interest financing for 12 months. And of course, delivery is still available. Terry's Furniture Showroom is closing its doors. The inventory liquidation has begun. Don't miss this opportunity to get beautiful furniture at a fraction of the cost. Get 10 to 50% off everything in the store at Terry's Furniture Showroom, behind McDonald's in Elk City.
Hi, I'm Mike Rowe, and I first came to Oklahoma 12 years ago to shoot a TV show about life on an oil rig. Well, I just came back to take a second look at Oklahoma oil and gas, and I was amazed at what I saw. I got an up-close look at the miracle of horizontal drilling that's unlocking all the energy America needs, much of it right here. And I saw firsthand how Oklahoma does it safer, cleaner, and better than anywhere else in the world. You can see what I saw at oerb.com/micro.
The number is staggering. Over 7,000 pairs of boots in stock. And they've got them in about 100 different styles. They've also got Western clothes for the whole family, including two of the biggest names out there, Cinch and Ariat. They've also got Minnetonka moccasins. And they've got some beautiful turquoise jewelry for you or for that someone special. Just one place has all this. Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet. Just east of Clinton. Exit 71 off I-40. High atop Boot Hill.
Are you often wondering why people do the things they do? Human behavior is fascinating. If we figure out what makes people tick, we can say things in ways that persuade them. That's what every business in the world needs to do. Persuade people to buy their products or services. That's what we do here. We help businesses persuade potential customers. We try to figure out why people do what they do. Then we use words that help that process along. Do you like words? Do you like how they sound? Are you amazed by really good speakers and really good writers? Words can be powerfully persuasive like nothing else. That's what we do for our clients. Find the right words. If you like figuring out how people think, and if you want to find just the right words to persuade them, we might have a job for you. Call us here at Paragon Communications. It's a lot of fun. And if you do it right, the pay is pretty good. Call 225-9696. 225-9696. Ask for the persuasion department. Paragon Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Okie dokie. And we have returned now. Now we're back on the screen on the Facebook Live. When you bust a hose on a tractor out on location, work stops. That's what you call an emergency. You want to get ahead of that? If you have that hose on hand, then you're not in a bind. You're ahead of that emergency. Get ahead of the game. Set up a regular schedule with American Hose and Supplies. They'll come to your place. Whatever's best for you. Every other week, once a month, whatever's best. Keep all the hoses and fittings on hand you need. American Hose and Supply retail location is inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. You can call them at 821-4413, 580-821-4413, 821-4413, American Hose and Supply. And high on Boot Hill, exit 71 off I-40 just east of Clinton. It's the Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet. The number is staggering. Over 7,000 pairs of boots in stock. They've got them in about 100 different styles. They've also got cinch and Ariat Western clothes for the whole family. They got Minnetonka moccasins even for the little newborns. So funny, those little moccasins. Then they've got beautiful turquoise jewelry, other gifts as well. It's just one place. All in one place. Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet. High atop Boot Hill, exit 71 off I-40, just east of Clinton. That's Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet. Well, go ahead. What do you got over there, Butch?
Unfortunately, flaring is going to rear its ugly head in the Permian again. And it's because... Of course, the pipelines are packed off. You know, we did a story here a couple of weeks ago that it was down to negative numbers on gas,
right.
Natural gas, because there was no place for it to go. Where'd you get this? Well, now they've decided that they're going to flare more because there's no room on the pipeline. Because they're not going to give up the good money for oil right now by paring the well back.
Yep.
So this is going to end up being an ugly situation, but it's thanks to the administration that's declared war that's causing all this. They won't let them put in a new pipeline. They won't approve anything. So what are they supposed to do?
Yep. What is there to do? Well, enviros get millions to target oil and gas operations in Colorado. The enviros, that's what they're calling them now.
I like Green Weenie better.
I do too. Oh, boy. But this handful of environmental groups in Colorado received nearly $3 million in these EPA funds. Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's pay them to be a pain.
Yeah, there you go. Community justice groups and environmental nonprofits are always looking for tools to combat air pollution, they say, is created by under-regulated oil and gas producers and other big industrial sources.
Well, they found a tool in the White House.
They've got a big tool there. The EPA just handed them millions of dollars to buy some new tools for Colorado, or at least rent them for a year or two. 350 Colorado is one of the state groups. 350 Colorado is one of the state groups that says lending $500,000 from the flurry of pre-election grant announcements. The climate change activism nonprofit will use the American Rescue Plan and Inflation Reduction Act.
So in other words, buying your vote.
Absolutely. To contract with scientists at Boulder Air for a mobile monitor for air pollution from oil and gas sites in northern Colorado. It's likely the mobile van will be parked right where 350 Colorado Northern Representative Patricia Garcia Nelson has been fighting for years, a Bella Romero Academy 4-8 in Greeley, where she's mom to a student. For a while, the state monitored claims by Garcia Nelson and others that nearby fracking operations poisoned the air. But the state eventually moved on without action, and the 350 Colorado wants a way to monitor local air and provide results to regulators and the public. The burden has been put on citizens to do the air monitoring that our elected officials in the state refuse to do, Garcia Nelson said. Environmental groups and Boulder Air founder Dietelv Helmig say past monitoring averages out pollution and mishaps or misses sharp spikes in dangerous irritants like benzene. Their data will also be instantly and continually available to the public. It is now on sites for Cultivado's monitoring of Suncor Energy in Commerce City. Oil and gas industry representatives say they had no comment about the new round of grants, but pointed a series of monitoring and leak repair regulations passed in Colorado in recent years that they say are addressing many of the group's concerns. 27 operators submitted 107 monitoring plans in the first year of the new regulations as presented by state air pollution regulators to the Air Quality Control Commissions in February. The American Petroleum Institute in Colorado noted, a host of successful applicants to the Environmental Protection Agency think it's not nearly enough to protect public health.
Well, when you frack, we know that exhaust goes right up and hangs right over Greeley for the next 100 years.
Absolutely it does.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Poison the air, though.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, and they're all dying.
Anyway. Right now it's 30 degrees outside, humidity's at 79%, winds are northwest at 13, dew points at 24, wind chills at 20. Today's going to be sunny with a high near 46, north-northwest wind 7 to 10. Thursday, sunny with a high near 52, southwest wind 7 to 13, gust as high as 20. Thursday night we have increasing clouds with low around 23, no precipitation, but Friday we have a 20% chance of snow showers before noon. Cloudy with a high near 30, northeast winds 10 to 16 with gusts as high as 24. 20% chance of snow showers Friday night. Saturday, sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, sunny with a high near 49. Monday, sunny with a high near 53. Tuesday, sunny with a mostly sunny with a high near 54. Friday night football game could be a little miserable.
Yeah, well, it's going to be an inside PA guy.
Yeah, listen at you. Even though when you listen on Big Elk TV,
all you can hear out of you is womp, womp, womp. That's probably what they hear in the stadium as well. No, actually, thanks to Culver Electric and all those that put in that brand new sound system, it's nice.
Well, let's take a look at stocks.
Shall we?
They're basically in the red. There's a few. AEP is up $87 to $90.07. Apache is up or down $1.12, $47.92. Chesapeake's down $2.74 to $99.54. Continental Resources is up 5 pennies to $74.12. ConocoPhillips is down $1.83 to $132.26. Devon's down $1.24, $72.38. GE is down $1.71, $85.43. Halliburton's down 60 cents, $38.30. H&P is down 27 to 52.66. Liberty Petroleum is down 29 to 17.06. Laredo Petroleum is down 267 to 65.86. Magellan Midstream is down 92 to 51.14. OG&E is trading steady at 38.26. One Oak is down 39 to 64.82. Oxy Petroleum is down $1.34 to 73.09. Pan Am Minerals is down 7 cents, 378. Phillips 66 is down $1.17 to 108.97. Sandridge is down 65 cents to 19.99. Sounds like it's on sale. Schlumberger is down 53 to 54.14, and the Williams Company is down 38 to 33.52.
West Texas Intermediate down $1.93, trading at $84.99 a barrel, and that's a December 2022 contract on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Also, Brent crude oil on the ICE Futures Exchange out of London down $1.55 a barrel, trading at $92.31. That's a January 2023 contract. Tokam crude oil in Japan down 880 yen per kiloliter. They're trading an April 2023 contract there. And NYMEX natural gas down 25 cents, trading at $5.78 per million BTU. Again, tomorrow, we're slated to have Professor Paul Michael Wiebe back on the show. Going to try to get that nailed down today. But again, we appreciate all of our great sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. You were talking about the PA there Friday night, the football game. Mary Fern Carpenter, which is Mark Stansberry, right, who drove all the way out, he and his son Joe, to introduce me last night. Said that Mary Fern gets to hear my voice. She sets out her But she just opened up her window. Listen to me call the ball game. Yeah. That thing's loud. But anyway.
It is. I can hear it in my house.
One thing's for sure, you know when the big elk score or make a first down. That's what it's all about. Anyhow, we do appreciate all of our great sponsors. Appreciate you, Butch Black, for being here. Again, the Exploring Energy Radio Show, Monday through Friday. If you can't catch it live on our Facebook page or here on 96.5, you can go back to the archive at exploringenergy.net. ExploringEnergy.net and listen to our archive situation. Thanks to Charlie Burris at Burris Mineral Management out of Chickasha, Oklahoma. Yep. Charlie, a great guy as well. So lots of things happening this week, getting furniture. Closer and closer to Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Charlie Burris, furnisher of beef jerky.
Yeah, boy, there you go. Pork jerky. And these wonderful flashlights, man. Yeah. That's good stuff. Yesterday had a nice little Thanksgiving get together with station personnel over Screaming Jack's Barbecue over in Sayre. Good stuff right there. That smoked turkey was good. But nonetheless, give them a big shout out when you go in there and eat today. Tell them you heard about them right here on the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Connie, good people. Her and her staff did a fantastic job yesterday. Appreciate Blake and Amber Brewer for making that happen. For all of our great sponsors and Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KCO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day.